What if I told you that by 2026, nearly half of the enterprise software you rely on every day will be run not by your employees, but by autonomous AI agents making their own decisions? According to a new forecast from SAP, that's exactly where we're headed. The question is, are you prepared to manage, compete with, and sell to a non-human workforce? Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly briefing on the technology shaping global industry. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy.
This week, we're tracking three seismic shifts. First, the rapid rise of agentic AI that's already automating complex corporate workflows and even B2B purchasing. Second, the EU AI Act is no longer a future problem. Its main provisions went live on August 2nd, creating immediate compliance obligations for companies in and outside of Europe. And finally, we're witnessing an unprecedented gold rush in AI infrastructure, with a staggering $500 billion private equity investment led by NVIDIA set to reshape global manufacturing and power grids. Troy, let's start with this concept of agentic AI. SAP is forecasting it will be in 40% of enterprise apps by 2026. Is this just a fancier term for automation?
Not at all. Traditional automation follows a fixed script. Agentic AI, as detailed in a new guide from LevelUp, is fundamentally different. It uses large language models for planning, reasoning, and autonomous decision-making. These agents can execute multi-step tasks across different systems with minimal human supervision.
Give me a real-world example. How is this being used today?
Look at Grable, the global relocation company. Microsoft just reported that using Copilot Studio, Grable automated over 50,000 service requests annually. An AI classification agent routes a request to a specialist agent, which then uses tools like Microsoft 365 Copilot to gather information, make decisions, and complete the task autonomously.
So it's not just internal workflows. I saw a report from MarketScale that these agents are now acting as B2B buyers. How does that work?
Exactly. Autonomous agents are replacing humans at the top and middle of the sales funnel. They can filter thousands of product options, build complex comparative matrices, monitor pricing, and even execute purchases programmatically, completely bypassing traditional websites and sales reps.
That sounds disruptive. How does this specifically affect U.S. and European manufacturers?
It's a fundamental threat and opportunity. If your product specifications, technical documentation, and pricing are not in a machine-readable format, like an API or a structured data feed, AI purchasing agents will simply ignore you. You'll be invisible. The opportunity is for those who re-engineer their entire digital sales front to cater to these machine customers.
And for Western trading companies and distributors?
Their value proposition shifts. They need to start demanding machine-consumable data from their suppliers as a condition of partnership. They also have an opportunity to become data aggregators, providing structured, reliable product information feeds that these new AI purchasing agents can subscribe to.
So, what's the one thing executives should be doing right now?
Immediately launch an audit of your company's digital presence, from product catalogs to technical support documents. Ask the hard question: could an AI agent, with no human help, understand our products and make a purchase decision? If the answer is no, you have urgent work to do.
Let's move to the regulatory landscape. On August 2nd, 2026, the EU AI Act's main provisions became applicable. Troy, this feels like a GDPR moment for artificial intelligence. What do companies need to know?
It's a very apt comparison. The Act establishes a risk-based framework, but the critical news is that rules for high-risk AI systems are now in effect. This includes stringent requirements for risk management, data quality, human oversight, robustness, and cybersecurity.
What qualifies as a high-risk system, particularly for manufacturers?
The definition is broad. It includes AI used in the management of critical infrastructure, think energy grids or transportation systems within a factory, as well as AI systems used for employment and worker management. If a European manufacturer is using AI to screen resumes or monitor shop floor safety, it likely falls under these high-risk rules.
The penalties are severe, right? I saw figures up to 7% of global annual turnover. How does this impact a U.S.-based manufacturer selling equipment into the EU?
The Act has extraterritorial reach. If a U.S. company places a product with an embedded AI system on the EU market, it must comply. The CE marking conformity assessment now applies to AI. For American tech companies and manufacturers, this regulation acts as a significant non-tariff trade barrier if they are not prepared. They must adopt EU standards to maintain market access.
What's the implication for trading companies and distributors who are sourcing components or finished goods, say from Asia, for sale in Europe?
They are now a critical compliance checkpoint. They must demand and verify AI compliance documentation from all their suppliers. If they import a non-compliant high-risk product into the EU, they could share in the liability. Sourcing strategy must now include a rigorous AI governance audit of all partners.
So, what is the most urgent action for Western executives in response to this?
Begin a comprehensive AI governance audit immediately. The penalty regime for general-purpose AI models applies from August 2, 2025, which is less than a year away. You need to map all AI use cases, classify them according to the EU's risk tiers, and establish robust documentation and human oversight processes now. Waiting is no longer an option.
Finally, let's talk about the physical foundation of this AI revolution. NVIDIA is leading a private equity investment of $500 billion. That number is almost difficult to comprehend. What is going on here?
It's a direct response to a massive bottleneck: power and infrastructure. The International Energy Agency projects that data center electricity consumption will more than double by 2030, driven almost entirely by AI. You can't run the AI economy without building what are essentially AI factories on a global scale. This investment from NVIDIA, Blackstone, and others is meant to do just that.
What makes an AI factory different from a traditional data center?
Power density. A new blueprint for these facilities shows they must support over 100 kilowatts per rack for systems like NVIDIA's GB300. Traditional air cooling is completely inadequate at this level. This makes liquid cooling essential. A TrendForce report projects that liquid cooling will be used in 53% of AI chips by 2026, with Google already over 80%.
This sounds like a colossal opportunity for industrial companies. How does this affect US and European manufacturers?
It's a generational opportunity. The demand for specialized industrial equipment is exploding. We're talking generators, high-voltage electrical systems, energy storage, and especially liquid cooling components. The AI liquid cooling market alone is projected to hit $23.23 billion by 2035. This is a massive new growth engine for any manufacturer in that supply chain.
And for trading and distribution companies?
They need to focus on two areas. First, securing supply chains for this high-demand data center hardware. Second, watching the AI chip race itself. The competition is shifting from chip fabrication to advanced packaging. TSMC's CoWoS technology is dominant, but Intel is developing alternatives like EMIB and ZAM. Sourcing and distributing these foundational components is now a high-stakes, high-reward business.
What's the immediate strategic move for executives listening?
If you're an industrial manufacturer, you must evaluate how to pivot your product lines to serve the AI data center construction boom. If you're a user of AI, you need to secure long-term contracts for compute capacity now, because both availability and energy costs are going to increase dramatically.
Troy, that was a huge amount of intelligence to process. If you had to boil it down, what are the three most critical takeaways for executives this week?
First, the age of autonomous agents is here. Your next customer and your next competitor could be a machine. You must restructure your company's data and sales processes to be machine readable, starting today. Second, the EU AI Act is now law. Compliance is a non-negotiable cost of doing business in or with Europe. The penalties are existential, and the clock is ticking. Begin your risk assessment and governance implementation immediately. And third, the AI infrastructure build-out is the single largest industrial and supply chain opportunity of the next decade. Companies must urgently assess how they can supply this boom, from liquid cooling systems to advanced power grids. This is where fortunes will be made.
A clear directive for the week ahead. That's all the time we have for this edition of Troy Technical Intelligence. Thank you, Troy.
Thank you, Susie.
And thanks to all of you for listening. To make sure you never miss an episode, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. We'll be back next week with another essential briefing to keep you ahead of the curve.